Within the past few months, Lafayette County has seen a rapid increase in positive COVID-19 cases. Tom Emerson, the County Health Department Administrator, gave KMZU an overview of what cases in the area are looking like.
We are, of course, nothing like poor Saline County, but we're trying to catch up. We've just had an amazing increase. Over 150 new just this month already. That's just unheard of. We basically doubled in less than a month. I think holidays plus school getting back together, and plus I think people are just getting tired of the masks and social distancing.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, Saline County has seen 710 positive cases of the virus, with 12 deaths. In comparison, as of September 22nd, Lafayette County reported a total of 463 cases, with 8 deaths and 144 active cases. Emerson and Health Department employees have determined that most of the cases have come from gatherings.
Often things where people have gotten together. Of course, there's been school situations come up since school started. A lot of it is like when people from the same family group but different households get together and do things or go out and do things.
Despite it being a potential source of a community spread, Emerson says Lafayette County schools have been very cooperative with the health department.
Over the summer, it was hard. It took a lot of hammering out of guidelines. It's very hard to come up with a plan for schools, but they all got their plans in place and developed before the school year started, and there's been incidences, and they're just dealing with it because they know they have to. So cooperation with the schools has been pretty good. We get positive reports, but we are relying very, very heavily, and I'm sure all the counties are relying very, very heavily on the schools to identify contacts.
As cold and flu season approaches, there becomes more uncertainty about how this will impact the effects of the pandemic. The best advice Emerson could give at this time is to take the recommendations for staying safe much more seriously.
Since everybody's closed up together inside without much circulation, I think all the guidelines we've been saying since April, but just increase them. Don't go out if you don't have to. Follow the rules at school. Follow the guidelines in public. And don't make unnecessary trips, especially outside the community, you know, up to the metro area and stuff like that. It's just never going to stop otherwise.
Emerson acknowledges that for a multitude of reasons, people are apprehensive to following some guidelines, even before the great increase in cases in the county. Emerson says some influencing factors include constantly changing information and where the virus intersects with science and politics.
Americans, especially people in our part of the country, have a natural mistrust of government and authority. And secondly, since this is such a new thing and an unknown thing, as you learn more about it, sometimes you have to go back on recommendations or change recommendations like that, and that doesn't sit well with the public. But what science is, it's the best thing that we know today. It's not set in stone like other beliefs are. It's not set in stone. So, and it's hard. You got to mix up science with politics and economics, and that's not easy to do. But I think we've got a lot of good people out there trying to do their best to slow this spread.
Emerson says another reason why the transition to pandemic living might be difficult for some is because of how late the spread came to some rural areas.
The more rural and isolated an area is, the longer it takes to get going and spread. We saw that in our county. We saw some of the smaller towns in the less populated part of the county that didn't have hardly anything, and now all of a sudden they're starting to get them.
Going forward, Emerson encourages his community to do the right thing in the face of the pandemic.
People, please follow the recommendations, follow the guidelines. I know it gets old. I know you're tired of it. But please just do what the governor says and take personal responsibility for your actions and do the right thing.
For KMZU, I'm Taya White.